Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
When you hear pneumonia, you typically don't think of children. You think of older people getting this disease, but it also can really be very serious if a child gets it. My guest today is Dr. Catherine Edwards. She's the Sarah Sal Cornelius Vanderbilt Professor of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, and she also directs the Vanderbilt Vaccine Research Program. So that's an important point in what we're going to be talking about today with her. Welcome to the show, Dr. Edwards. So let's first talk about pneumonia. What exactly is it, and how do you contract it?
Exactly. Well, pneumonia is an infection in the lungs, and it is it generally comes from either a virus or a bacteria, and it can be a complication of influenza when you get it, or it can be a complication of a bacterial infection as well. We know that overall in the United States, pneumonia is the leading cause of hospitalization among children. And costs are about $1 billion each year. We know that the children less than two are the ones that are most susceptible to pneumonia, but it happens any time during childhood.
Now, is there a specific lead-in to it? I know sometimes if a child gets something else, like even the flu, that can lead to pneumonia. How else can you get it?
Exactly. Well, we have just finished in collaboration with doctors in Memphis, Tennessee, and also in Salt Lake City, looking at pneumonia in children in our who've been hospitalized. And what we found out was that about a quarter of the children that were hospitalized pneumonia had evidence of a bacterial infection, but about three quarters had evidence of a virus. So we think that most of the time what happens with pneumonia is first that you get a viral infection, and that can cause a pneumonia or infection in the lung, or it can set up or make it more fertile for bacteria to come on after the virus, which is exactly what you were saying. So what we know is that viruses play a big role in pneumonia. What we also know is that two of the vaccines that children get routinely have made an enormous impact on the causes of bacterial pneumonia. So the pneumococcal vaccine and the haemophilus vaccine that all children get have really reduced the rates of bacterial pneumonia. So that's a good thing that we've been able to produce and reproduce and decrease the amount of bacterial pneumonia, but there's still a lot of viruses that cause pneumonia. So what we're doing is certainly when children get pneumonia, and the signs of pneumonia would be fever, breathing rapidly, cough, chest pain. When children have those kinds of signs, and then it's often very important that they be seen by their doctor. Sometimes you can diagnose pneumonia by listening carefully, and you don't need to get an x-ray. But most of the time, if you're admitted to the hospital, you will get an x-ray, and that will tell you where the pneumonia is located, the extent of the pneumonia, and often predict how long it'll be before you're better from the pneumonia.
So it's pretty scary for a parent if their child has pneumonia, and certainly if they would have to be hospitalized. Is there any way, you talked about the vaccines, mm-hmm. but besides the vaccines, can
sure.
simple hand washing, using sanitizers, can any of those things help us with this?
Absolutely. So what we know is that viruses are spread by coughing and sneezing and also by hands. So that one of the things that we know when babies or newborn babies are born, it's probably a good thing to tell them, you know, tell people that come to visit that if they have colds or respiratory infections, or that the children that they're bringing to visit the baby have that they should stay home. So certainly we know that these viruses are spread one from another. So hand washing, staying away from little children when you're ill, if you're a grandparent or some a babysitter, you know, certainly that's not a time when you want to babysit for the children. So that's a way. We also know that, that you can reduce the incidence of pneumonia due to influenza by flu vaccine. We just published a paper from this study that we did that, that about 75% of the influenza-related pneumonia can be prevented by flu vaccine. So that's another way to prevent pneumonia as well.
And what if your child gets it? So parents worry about liquids and the lungs not being able to get the liquids out. And so tell us what to do if somebody has it.
Sure. Well, most of the pneumonia is what we call walking pneumonia, so that you don't need to be hospitalized. You can still stay as a, as an outpatient. So that's the most common. Many times, patients with pneumonia will be treated with antibiotics because sometimes it's hard to know whether there's a virus or a virus and a bacteria. So often, children with pneumonia will give them a medication, amoxicillin or an antibiotic to take to prevent the infection from spreading. If children need to be hospitalized, then they may have to have antibiotics by their veins to do that. But we know that often antibiotics play a role. We also know that, that making sure that, that the children are hydrated, sometimes they need to get extra liquid, sometimes they need to have IVs. We also know that sometimes if children, if you, you measure their blood and their oxygen levels are not as high as they need to be, then sometimes children with pneumonia in the hospital need to be on a little oxygen. So that also helps them breathe, and we monitor that very closely. So there are a number of ways that, that we can help children, both as outpatients and inpatients, if they have pneumonia. And because it's the most common infectious disease causing children to be hospitalized, doctors and emergency rooms and nurses and healthcare providers have a lot of experience taking care of children with pneumonia.
Dr. Edwards, is it true that if you inhale liquid, sometimes it goes down the wrong pipe, that then that liquid goes into your lungs? People say, oh, and the liquid's going to stay in your lungs and cause pneumonia.
Sometimes patients can get what's called aspiration pneumonia, and that is more common in children or adults that, that maybe have trouble handling their secretions, may have some neurologic problems, and so that we know sometimes it does kind of get down the wrong pipe and sometimes can lead to or sort of precipitate a pneumonia. So that happens occasionally, not terribly common, and is in not usually in people, and usually previously healthy people. But sometimes that happens, and when that does happen, sometimes it does make a fertile environment for an infection, and sometimes patients need to be treated with antibiotics for those aspiration kinds of pneumonia. So certainly that happens. It's not the most common cause of pneumonia being infection, but it is one that, that we need to know about. And certainly when we get a history, if we hear, well, the child was fine and they may have choked on something or may have difficulty and sputtering and things after a feeding or something, particularly if somebody's neurologically a little bit impaired, then that can suggest to us that it is aspiration pneumonia and that we would need to respond and to treat them for that.
In just the last 30 or 40 seconds, Dr. Edwards, if you would, kind of wrap it up for us. What you really want people to know is the winter's coming about pneumonia.
Exactly. So pneumonia is a common infection in children. It is an infection in the lungs. It's generally caused by viruses, less commonly caused by bacteria. It can be prevented by vaccinations that children get for bacterial pneumococcal and haemophilus infections, and also can be prevented by influenza vaccine. We know that during the winter months, if you're coughing and sputtering and you're feeling bad, you shouldn't go and be in close contact with your grandchild or other people, that we need to wash our hands and to be very conscious in the wintertime. And with that, it will likely help prevent a number of cases of pneumonia.
Thank you so much. It's great information. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.